Let us now take a closer look at two of Greece's most important cities, Sparta and Athens. We already know something about the Spartans. They were Dorians who, when they arrived in Greece in around 1100 BC, enslaved the former inhabitants and put them to work on the land. But the slaves outnumbered their masters, and the danger of rebellion meant that the Spartans had to be constantly on the alert, lest they find themselves homeless again. They only had one aim in life, to be fighting fit, ready to crush any uprising by their slaves, and to protect themselves from the surrounding peoples still at liberty. And they really did think of nothing else. Their lawgiver, Lycurgus, had already seen to that. A Spartan baby that appeared weak and unlikely to grow up to be a warrior was killed at birth. A strong infant had to be made stronger. From a very young age he must train from dawn till dusk, learn to endure pain, hunger, and cold, must eat poorly and be denied all pleasure.